How many photographic projects are there that start off with the idea of a memory of something? This has become almost a genre of photography in and of itself. I suspect maybe because photography is a form of memory. We capture today, we look tomorrow. That in itself is a memory. The problem is how photographers interpret memory. A lot of photographers tend to interpret memory as out of focus. We see fuzzy things, Holga cameras, those kinds of techniques. But I'll bet if you really think about memory, focus your attention for just a moment on the memories that you have, you'll find that they're not out of focus. Something being out of focus is an optical quality, not a mental property that would associate itself with memory. What is indistinct in memory are, sometimes, details, surroundings, backgrounds, non-sequitur components of the actual experience that just didn't register on the brain strong enough to be specifically remembered. Memory is not out of focus, but it may be indistinct, and those are two completely different qualities. Part of the reason I love this project from Anna Matthew is that she doesn't use out-of-focus techniques to indicate that her project is about memory, but rather she uses darkness. A lot of these pictures are relatively dark in tone, which gives them indistinct areas, but not necessarily out-of-focus areas. Yes, there is some out-of-focusness in this particular picture that we're discussing, and there are in other pictures, but it's more like a depth of field kind of focus rather than I'm trying to simulate memory. What she's using is out of focus aspects of the photograph to improve the photograph, to draw our attention somewhere. But it's her tonalities that make these feel like memories. There are other techniques to simulate memory. But I do find that I prefer the kind of memory exploration that is more memory-like rather than a somewhat shallow attempt to simulate memory through an optical trick like throwing things out of focus.